Today is Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church. Pentecost is a Greek word meaning 50. So we celebrate Pentecost 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. The readings for today so beautifully dovetail together, giving us a great view of what transpired on that first Pentecost morning. Let us first see how Jesus sets the stage in today's gospel reading as he is speaking with his disciples. They are filled with questions and would be happy, thank you very much, if Jesus would just show them the Father, and then all their questions would be answered and they'd be satisfied at last. But instead, Jesus makes them a promise. He is trying to reassure his disciples that when he leaves, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be sent by the Father in Jesus' name, and that this Holy Spirit will teach them everything and remind them of all that they had been taught. They will not be left alone. Jesus lives, lays down his life, and picks it up again, all in order to make God known. Why? Because humanity cannot be in relationship with one whom they do not know. For the same reason, Jesus asked the Father to send the Spirit. And the story continues, as we see in our reading from Acts of the Apostles. The disciples and other believers are gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem. They have been told to wait and pray for the Holy Spirit, for the powerful presence of God to come upon them. So the disciples waited and prayed and waited and prayed. They sense the presence of God blowing among them. Suddenly, there were like tongues of fire on each of them. There was a new energy and a new power within them. Suddenly, they began to speak in many different languages, in the language of the Medes, the Cappadocians, the Asians, the Egyptians, and the Libyans. It was clear they were not to remain in Jerusalem, but go into the entire world proclaiming the goodness about Jesus Christ and the various mother tongues of the nations. On that first Pentecost morning, there was a new sense of mission. These men and women sensed a new purpose, a new goal, and a new destiny. Their destiny was to go into the entire world and proclaim the lordship of Jesus Christ. Their purpose was absolutely clear to them. There was also a new power within them. There was a new energy and an urgency to carry out their mission. These people would now have new courage to face persecutions. They had new boldness as to go to be more outspoken for their faith. But as the disciples are speaking in foreign tongues, they attract the attention among the other Jews in Jerusalem, both residents and pilgrims, celebrating the Feast of Weeks. The crowd expresses curiosity and scorn. They clamor for an explanation, for a meaning. How could these Galileans be speaking in foreign tongues? Peter's entire speech offers his answer to their fundamental question, what does it mean? Peter retrieves the prophet Joel's oracle from storage and makes a few alterations so it will be appropriate for the current occasion. He is not correcting or misquoting Joel as much as he is adapting the prophet's old words for new use under new circumstances. But what about us, we of the here and now? Last week, while at my once-a-month meeting with my spiritual director, I was explaining to her that although my passion is always strongly affixed to hospital chaplaincy, I have been feeling a pull to also see about becoming a chaplain to the homeless. I told her I had spoken to George about this too, and that this seemed to be a strong calling. After more discussion, she looked at me and simply said, "I think the Holy Spirit is leading you in this new direction." Now, the funny thing was, all last week, I had been going over all the readings for today, trying to figure out what I wanted to say in this homily. And when she said to me that she thought the Holy Spirit was leading me, a great light bulb went off in my head. Pentecost. Of course, the irony was not lost on me. Here I had been so busy working on the homily for Pentecost, I totally missed what was going on in my own life. Do you remember the, do you remember the old V8 vegetable juice commercials? The person in the commercial would hit themselves on the side of the head and say, "I could have had a V8, as opposed to another choice of beverage. So perhaps the Holy Spirit is hitting us on the side of the head more times than we can imagine, probably saying something like, "Hello in there, are you listening?" Apparently, I had been asleep at the switch, but darned if the message got through to me anyway. The Holy Spirit is still touching us with enormous energy, the same energy that the disciples felt on that first Pentecost morning. Each Sunday, when we hear the words Paul has written in his many letters, you can feel his fervor, his passion, and his energy. He often talks about the Spirit's power within us. He tells us that the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in us. And that same power is available to you and me today to help us with our day-to-day living. But do we sometimes get nervous about spiritual gifts we don't fully understand, especially if we sense the Holy Spirit is nudging us to be the channel of such gifts? I think we might consider that the Spirit doesn't offer white elephant gifts. These gifts are not useless. Can we be brave and wise enough to not turn up our noses at these gifts? Can we have faith in that the Spirit knows what he or she is doing? I have heard this quote many times, but think it's most applicable to this subject. Life is like a 10-speed bicycle. Most of us have gears we never use. That was written by the great theologian Charles Schulz, creator of Peanuts. If we look into our hearts, will we see some of our unused gifts just lying dormant in our lives? The Holy Spirit is simply God in action, God acting in our individual lives. Charles R. Swindoll writes, "Today is unique. It has never occurred before, and it will never be repeated. At midnight, it will end quietly, suddenly, totally, forever. But the hours between now and then are opportunities with eternal possibilities. Times may be hard, and people may be demanding, but never forget that life is special. Every single day is a special day. God is at work in you." Every time we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, we mean that we believe that there is a living God able and willing to enter human personality and change it. As we go now to our daily tasks and activities, may we be assured that the Holy Spirit energizes our life with God's presence and God's power according to our particular needs. Amen.